You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back here live with Ashley Burgess here on Perspectives. You've reached the Perspectives dial. You know where you're at, and you are happy you're there. And we're happy that you're listening tonight because we've got a lot to talk about, actually. We have a lot to talk about this evening. You know, I'm aware that many of our Perspectives listeners have been making and creating their own New Year's resolutions, which is really cool. And, you know, resolutions are really interesting things. You know, they can encourage, they can anger, you know, they can outrage. I mean, I guess some people, you know, but no matter what people say, if you created the resolution, right, you created it and it means something to you. You know, if you go out of your way to make a resolution, then it has to mean something to you. If you actually have taken time to make a resolution, you've taken the time to definitely better your life and to definitely better your circumstances, you know, so hooray, hooray for you. You know, because it's very important that you understand that it's such a big deal. Because when we actually go out of our way to do something and we actually take the time to make a resolution, we're going to go on and play the clip right now that we wanted to play.
Hooray's a jolly good fellow, hooray's a jolly good fellow, hooray's a jolly good fellow. And so say all of us.
So you are a jolly good fellow or female.
Even when you make a mistake, you're still a jolly good fellow, right?
You're still a jolly good fellow. That's all good. Yeah, see, we had a caller earlier. We had some situations going on here in the studio because you know how it is. It's always drama over here at 570 KLIF. So anyway, we're having a good time there tonight. So, you know, hooray for you. You're doing a good job, you know, because you went out and about to do something. You actually created a resolution. You created it in the thought process that you wanted to change your life. And I think that's very commendable, you know. You know, later on in the hour, you know, Bill and Dano and I are going to disclose our personal resolutions to our listeners. To you, the listeners, we're going to disclose our personal resolutions. You'll have to wait around for that one. But, you know, before we talk about our personal resolutions, let's revisit last week's show a little bit, don't you think? Because I think that it puts it all into clear perspective.
Where's the Tylenol?
Yeah, I've been taking a lot of Advil lately, actually. I don't know.
Gee, I wonder why.
I don't know. I got off the Tylenol thing. I mean, I don't know. I didn't feel good about it, so I took the Advil. Now the Advil's helping. It's helping a lot. I don't know about y'all, but try Advil if you want to. But anyway, I'm not being endorsed by Advil in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, last week we talked about resolutions, and I gave you the Burgess tools to creating the lasting resolution, right? Not just the one that you make and you break. Not the one that you say and you talk about, but you really never follow through with. And not the one that, even if you went all the way to May of 2014, and then you break it. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the resolution that lasts well into 2015. Yeah, you heard me right. I said 2015. I said this last week, and I'll say it again. The point is, we're not trying to do something for like a couple of months. We're trying to do something for a lifetime. So in order to do something for a lifetime, you have to make it a habit. You have to make it consistent. And, you know, I think a good year is a good thing. I mean, if you don't think so, then try doing it like a few months and then build up to like the 6 months and then build up to the 9 months and then build up to the year, you know, because you're still going to get to 2015 or later if you follow these eight concepts. They're not rules necessarily. You don't have to go by rules. There's no regulations here. None of that. We're just talking about how and what really works, okay? Because that's what it's all about, right? I don't need to tell you that you have to go out and do this, you have to go out and do that, or you have to do this special diet, or you have to buy this special vitamin D pill. Whatever it is, I'm not trying to like coordinate that with you. I'm just trying to help you actually make this a successful year for you because I believe it can be for you. I know it can be. I know that 2014 is going to be your best year ever, and the years are going to get better from there, but this is a big stepping stone for you. It's a big deal because you actually believe in yourself to make the resolution. You know what? I'm going to help you make it a reality. And that's what's so cool because you're going to be successful in 2014. So let's start. So remember last week, guys, you know, Dano, Billy Boy, you remember when we talked about, first off, making only one resolution. You can't have two resolutions. You can't have five. And I remember, Dano, you were telling me about how your friend had like seven. and the idea of like quit smoking, quit drinking, quit doing this, quit carousing, quit doing all this stuff, and none of them ever happened.
Right, right.
Right, he didn't do any of them.
No, no. Well, he managed to quit the drinking, but then he smoked more.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He quit. He smoked more.
So,
because he had to balance it out.
Yeah, so he did one, but he increased on the other.
See, that doesn't work. Listeners, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. I mean, what he's saying is the gospel truth. If you try to quit smoking and drinking and all this stuff at one time, even if you quit smoking and drinking at the same time, it's going to be really hard. I mean, you know what?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Preach.
Woohoo.
Preach,
yes,
preacher.
Yes. Well, I will. I can sing a song here, too. We have the backup singers. You know, the thing is that you can't quit both. I mean, because it's too hard. I mean, I hate to say it, but in life, you kind of have to have at least one vice. No matter what the level of the vice is, you got to have some. For some people, vice is coffee. I mean, there's something. Caffeine. Some people say, hey, I have a drink a night. What's the big deal? You know, but the thing is, you can't quit all your vices at one time.
Yeah, for some people, it's adult movies. What?
Well,
what are you looking at me like that for?
You know,
what are you looking at me like that for? Dan, what are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not looking at him. Dana was looking at him, actually. I was actually keeping it together and looking down, just looking right down. You know, no, that is the key. Exactly. It could be adult movies. It could be. It could be that. It could be cards, playing cards. It could be anything. You know, and so if you make one resolution and you stick with it, you're already 12% in the game. You know what I'm saying? You're already there. The odds are already stacked towards you winning, okay? You're not in Vegas anymore. You're not in Shreveport. And you're definitely not on some sort of cruise ship in the middle of nowhere with the odds 80-20 stacked against you. This is actually reality. You could actually win this deal. You know, the second thing we talked about was what? Believe in yourself, right? Goodness gracious. Okay. So, you have to believe in yourself, no matter what you do. I don't care if you walk outside. If you walk into traffic, if you don't believe that you're going to be able to get through traffic, you're not going to get hit, you're probably going to get hit, right? You're probably going to get hit by a car leaving this place by some crazy fan watching some game. The point is that who knows what's going to happen, you know, if you believe in yourself. So we talked about that last week, too, about believing in oneself. And I think we all three here believe in ourselves enough. I think sometimes we get down, though. Sometimes we get down on ourselves, right?
I mean, some days are better than others.
Yeah, some days are better than others. Sometimes you kind of feel like, oh, gosh, you know, I mean, I can't believe this, the weight of the world. But most of the time, you just got to, like, stick to it. And if it's a resolution that you can feasibly master, you should be able to believe in yourself, believe that you can do it. You know, the third thing we talked about was using your imagination. Use your imagination. Use the force, Luke. Use your imagination to see your resolution becoming exact reality.
Use the force, Luke.
I will. You know, because you have to, right? So this is how you do that. This is really quick. Easy breezy. So you just see yourself over and over again actually doing what your resolution says. So if it's, let's say, if it's eating better, or let's say if it was to get a job promotion, or if it was to do something specific, like, you know, following through or doing something like that, see yourself doing it. Watch yourself doing it. See yourself actually doing the process over and over again, you know, on a daily basis, even a weekly basis. Incorporate that into your logic, because honestly, what you see around you is a very interesting thing. It's not all reality. It can be, it's most of it is your perception, and not only your perception, but your perspective. The way you perspective, where you see the world is the way you see things, and not necessarily is all real. So really, your imagination is the only reality you truly have. So see yourself doing it. You know, the fourth thing we talked about was sticking to it, right? Sticking to it, believing in it. And you know, Bill, last year, I remember when we were on CBS, we were talking about that, about you sticking with your weight loss.
Well, let me answer the phone here, and I'll be right back to you. Okay,
well, we got a phone call here. Sticking with your weight loss. And when he was sticking with his weight loss, he actually had to follow through. He had to stick to it. And that was so cool, because he actually did, no matter if the chips were down or not. You know, the fifth thing is you want to always do your homework. You got to follow through with making your homework a reality. As far as if you're going to go back to school, figure out the school you're going to go back to. Figure out how to get back in. Figure out how to set it up. Figure out how to make it a reality. If you're going to quit smoking, that's a good one too. Have a backup. Have a backup process, because you need a backup. When you always need a backup. So you might want to try to go cold turkey. Cold turkey doesn't always work. Let's plan on it working, but in week two or three, when your boss is kind of yelling at you, or your wife or your husband's kind of getting on you, you need to have a backup. Whether it's the gum, the patch, the inhaler, whatever it is, you need to have it. And I think that always works. you know, you always want to surround yourself with like-minded people as well. If people are making changes and doing things in their life that's good, stay with them. Hang out with them. If you're hanging out with a bunch of people that are just doing the same thing over and over again, day after day after day, you're not going to get that far. And you're definitely not going to be able to get that resolution accomplished, I'll tell you that. You can't. You just won't, because it's just too much holding you back. You know, the seventh thing is you want to hang around people who respect your resolution and respect your choices. So if you've made the choice to change, stick to it. Don't hang out with people that say that you should do the opposite. You know, and lastly, you want to catch yourself when you're making any excuses and getting in your own way, because most of the time we are our worst critics. We also get in our way on about everything because we like to create drama in our own lives. We're going to talk about that later on in this hour. So when we come back, we got Bill, Dano, and I will let you in on our New Year's resolutions this year. You know, why we chose them, honestly. And later in the hour, we'll discuss the pitfalls we've already encountered. We'll also be discussing successful integration of your resolution and our resolution into our daily life. How to actually successfully integrate that resolution. So stay tuned to be resolved on your resolution this year, 2014. It's going to be the best year so far. I know it for you. You're going to have a great year. So Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You know what? Guess what? We'll be back in two shakes.
You betrayed me.
No, I didn't. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Locust! It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Do you feel that most talk show hosts just want to hear themselves talk? You know, there is more to life than just what's being dished out.
Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
When you turn on the radio, do you wish for entertainment and thought-provoking content? Well, then there is a place for you. A place where your perspective matters. A place where you can be you and ultimately others benefit from your opinion. That place is right here on KLIF every Sunday night. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess airs every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on KLIF. And it's also available online at KLIF.com, on iHeartRadio, or you can find archive shows anytime you want at liveyourtruelife.org. Where you listen doesn't matter, but getting your wish granted for entertainment and thought-provoking content does. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Can you hear me now?